Hey, everybody. This is Jan Drake Bakke, and I'll be your co-host tonight with the Sacred Embers group, and we are called Angel Answers. And it's Wild Wednesday. It's September 27th, 2023, and here we are again. And I'm just so excited to be here with the ladies, the angels, and I just want to wish them hello. Hi, angels. How are you doing?
Hello, Wonderful Jan. Day. Hello, Liz. Doing great.
All right, and that was DC Love with Liz Pfister.
Yes.
And Mary Hernandez and Peg Jones are off tonight. So I'm just going to go ahead and read their bios, and after I do that, I'll talk about the other shows that we have going on and a couple other things, and then we'll just move around the table, and the angels will read their bios, and we'll get started. So I'll go ahead and start with Mary Hernandez. And Mary Hernandez is an angel intuitive channeler, trance healer, and Reiki master, ordained minister, numerologist, tarot, and oracle card reader. She is also a candle creator. Mother Mary candles infused with love, light, and healing. She also now has Reiki infused healing candles for each of the chakras, as well as scented candles, crystal necklaces, and crystal keychains. To book a reading with Mary, visit www.theangelwithin.com or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And she really does have the most incredible candles I have ever experienced. And they're so beautiful. Everybody here can attest for that. So I recommend buying one. I really do. I mean, we use them for the show and before the show or after the show or any time. They're heavenly. And she does all this incredible stuff. I mean, she's just going at it and an amazing light worker. And then we'll go to Peg Jones, even an angelic life coach, energy healer of Reiki, IET, and a quantum healing modality, also training as a sound healer using tuning forks, channeler of the angels, ascended masters, card reader, also uses light language to share as a healing modality too. Peg is the author of Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year, found on Amazon. She has a beautiful book that that has gotten published. We all have one. It's incredible. It's about the angels, and I highly recommend it. The other ladies will share their bios too, but you can find all of us on the Sacred Embers website here on Facebook, and that's www.sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. So, I'll go ahead and tell you about the other shows, and they are all in the Sacred Embers website too. So Sunday night, we start off with Enter the Light, and that's at 12 noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and that's headed by Lynn Bleasdell, Tony Jorgensen, Jessica Marie Tetro, Elizabeth Dion Ofrio, Linda Irwin, and Hawk Deanna Frio, and Marianne Adams. They have an incredible show. I listen to it every week, and it is just beautiful. That's all I can say. It's just amazing. And then on Monday night, it's Catherine Peoples and DC Love, and their show is called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. This is a really amazing show. It's so interesting. They talk about healing modalities and all kinds of variety of different healing things that they do and information, and it's just amazing to hear what they say. And they are out in the world healing, just like the other light workers are too. And then the next show is called The Lighthouse, and that's with Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. That's another beautiful show that we have here on Sacred Embers. They come on whenever they do, and they will let us know when they do. It's a phenomenal show also. They're very talented. That's our lineup. So, and then we're on Wednesday night, of course, tonight, Angel Answers. And my name is Jan Drake Bakke. I'm a psychic medium, and I do animal totems. And that's the first thing I see are animals whenever I start readings. They just come through immediately. And they are guides. They're like angelic guides. That's what they are. And they give us messages, and they're here all around us all the time. So you can call on to them when you want to and when you can, and if they will come around. And plus, the live animals here on Earth come around us too, of course, and the ones that come around you the most are usually your animal totem. So you can watch out for that. Usually when I go outside, immediately I get butterflies if they're around, or hummingbirds. And so when my husband goes outside, he gets hawks immediately. And then when the two of us are together, we get blackbirds, we get crows or ravens. It's really strange. So who knows? It's just an interesting phenomenon, these animals. I could go on forever about them because they've helped me so much for so many things. So anyway, I also like to write poetry, and I have it up on my Facebook page and Twitter. And I really would love to collaborate with some singers and musicians using my words with songs. So that's like a dream, and I'd really like to do that someday. So I'm putting that out there. And also I do predictions, and predictions are like kind of a natural thing that a lot of psychics do in general when we give readings. People ask us, when will this happen, or, you know, blah, blah, blah. And we can sometimes, not always, give of when. We don't always do that, but we can sometimes. But I love to do world predictions, and that's something I've been working on for about 7 or 8 years. And so they're on my website, and you can check them out. And so I'm still a work in progress on that, but that's okay. It's just something I really like to do, and I've actually been published twice in two different magazines, American Psychic Magazine, that have my predictions in there. And that was all done through Patty Negri. She's the one who started that. I just want to talk about her for a minute, along with my teacher, Jethro Smith. I started with him, and then we met Patty through him, and she saw or felt that I could do predictions, and she just came around one day and says, I want you to do some predictions here, and we're going to put them in a magazine. And I said, okay. I'd never done in my life, and I did it. I just went ahead and did it, and it just happened. It really did, and I've been doing it ever since, and I love doing it. I just love it. It's amazing. So I give her a lot of credit for that, and I thank Jethro for all the help that he gave me for this career also. He's such an inspiration, and he's the one who started me off, basically. Okay, so that's about that. And then I just want to do a quick shout-out to an amazing group that I'm involved with, that I belong to here on Facebook, and it's called Music for Global Change, headed by Skylar Jett and producer and editor Tom Bryant. They're right here on Facebook. Skylar Jett, most of you should know, or if you don't, he is an ambassador for music in general. He's a vocal producer and a professional musician, composer, singer, songwriter, television host, radio host, magazine writer, and he became the lead singer for the Troubadours when Lionel Richie left. So he's just been singing most of his life since he was a teen or younger, and he's just phenomenal. He's a phenomenal talent, and he writes a lot of music and just all kinds of stuff. So I'm blessed to be in that group with them and with his producer Tom, and they send me music and stuff for me to share on my page on Facebook and Twitter. And so they interview a lot of musicians and singers on radio shows on regularly, like every day. They have a new singer or musician that they're interviewing, and they would like to produce festivals around the world, collaborations from all these different musicians, and share music for global change. And I just think, what more can you do? I mean, that is just the most incredible thing you can do on Earth, is to do something like that. And I'm all for it, and I want to be part of it. And I am, because I'm part of that group. And I'm blessed to know them, and I just, you know, so anyway, and I write poetry, and I used to be a dancer, so music, and I used to sing growing up in choirs. So anyway, on and on. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share, and I'm just going to go right ahead and send it right over to, is it DC or Liz, whoever wants to
probably me.
Go next.
Probably me, Jan.
Okay.
But what did you say? It's Music for World Change is the name of the group?
It's called, let's see, Music for Global Change.
Music for Global Change.
And you can, yes, you can go on Facebook and look that up and just join the group, and it's incredible.
I love that. I'm very attached to music, obviously. it's such a powerful thing. Music connects us in so many ways because we don't necessarily have to speak the same language to feel and appreciate music and have it move us. So it's such a huge, music is a big thing that brings people together. So I'm definitely going to check their group out.
Oh, but good.
First, I'll do my best. I'm Liz Pfister. I'm an intuitive and a spiritual guiding light. I own River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York, and I teach meditation classes. I'm a spiritual counselor, a Reiki practitioner, oracle card reader, meditation coach, and like so many things. dabble in all sorts of things. A sound healer, that's my most recent certification, and what attracts me to music, obviously. and an ordained minister. And I just love everything about the spiritual and metaphysical life. I like to get people started on their own journey and get going and find out how wonderful life can be when you tap into all these gifts that you already have. So every week on my Facebook page, I live stream a crystal singing bowl meditation for everyone for free. And you can find that at River Maven 77 on Facebook. It's at 7 p.m. Eastern every Tuesday. If you miss it, there's replays. The replays always posted, and you can find them since March of 2020 on there, available to watch anytime. So that's what I do out here in the world. I wanted to share a reading from my 365 days of divine feminine wisdom because I thought it was beautiful. And then I also brought my crystal pyramid to play for us as well.
Nice.
This book is by Megan Migliorisi. And it's one of those books, you know, there's a passage to read each day. And I just love this. It's tapping into your inner goddess and all that stuff. And it's just been a beautiful, I got it a couple months ago. It's just been beautiful every day. But today's passage I thought was wonderful because I thought it pertained to us here in this group. So it says, a wise woman is confident in herself. She knows who she is. She knows her own heart. She understands what drives her and what her core values are. A woman who is confident in who she is doesn't feel the need to judge another. She sees that each person on this planet has their own path to walk, and everyone is living in the most perfect way for themselves. A wise woman's duty is not to manipulate the decisions of her children, loved ones, peers, or others. A wise woman offers guidance and support when needed and never tries to sway someone one way or another. Through her influence, a wise woman can inspire the masses just by giving them the space to be themselves and explore the endless paths before them. So I thought that's what we do here every Wednesday. So I wanted to share that with my group of wise women.
I love that.
And I shared a passage last night at the opening of Singing Bowls because it was so perfect, too. I'm like, man, this book is really... It's too. I must be in alignment with it right now.
Yeah, it's as if you are beautiful.
Yeah, perfect. So, all right. Well, here's everyone's favorite part of the opening, where we get aligned together. So, let's go ahead and take a deep breath in through our nose, filling all the way up, and then sigh it out. Let go of all that anxiety, tension, and stress of the day. And then take another big deep breath in through your nose, filling all the way up, and let it out. The good, there you go. Jan's letting it all go. And another big breath in. And let this one out nice and slow, relaxing. And just bring your awareness to the sound.
Wow, Liz, that was so awesome. I have not heard do that for a while, and oh my goodness, I love it. Wow.
It felt good, I'll tell you.
I do too.
Yeah, that felt amazing,
yeah.
And I could feel it in my third eye. If my third eye was just like burst.
Yeah.
Like, oh my goodness. That
it's
was incredible. It
well,
is. Thank you. Yes.
Anytime I get to bring it into a space with people, I'm always there. Everyone is always amazed by it, but then I'm always amazed too that it affects people so deeply. Even if they're unaware.
It's so. Yep. My gosh, thank you. What a gift to start off the show. Very quick, everyone. This is DC Love, and I do want to say I want to give a shout out to Jam because. When I was first connecting with Blog Talk, I ran across Psychics Gone Wild, the show that Jan was on, and she gave me my first animal totem reading, and it just inspired me beyond, you know, what I could even say. And then Jan and I, you know, we would exchange, like, little emails, and before I knew it, I, too, you know, began on the show with them, and I feel like all of it was because of Jan's, you know, first off with that beautiful totem animal reading, and then just she was like a little cheerleader, always, you know, cheering everyone on, Jan, and I can't thank you enough for that. So
absolutely.
I want to say that you're just amazing. You truly are. And the two of us were certified.
Aww.
We're certified mediums. And we are in two different kind of magazines. And it happened for me, like, so fast that I was like, wow, this is incredible. But you were there, like, the whole way through, Janet, and I just wanted to say thank you. I'm a divine soul healer, a seer, an angel, and a conscious channel, an animal communicator. There's so many different things. But I've had a crazy journey I had a crazy journey where I started. It's still crazy. And even getting to where I am today, my journey started off with cookies flying off of countertops, sugar cookies with delicious sprinkles, my cell phone ringing, it was my cousin's friend from the other side, and then spirit sitting on me to get my attention. So I had no other choice but to listen. I had to listen. And all of this craziness brought me where I am today. I've even attended schools of higher learning. But in my case, I went to heaven. I've been there several times, and I've acquired knowledge that I use to help myself, and that I also use it to help others. So, you know, you hear the saying, when you snooze, you lose. In my case, that wasn't true, because every time I snoozed, I gained more knowledge. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascendant Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. So I think that's a little bit too much maybe about myself. So I was sitting today, and we usually everybody shares something, and I'm asking, you know, what am I going to share? And all of a sudden, I felt Ryan come in and Kobe Bryant, and they asked me to read my channeling. So this channeling was from January 26, 2020. Kobe Bryant had passed away. And shortly after that, I channeled this amazing message. I heard, good morning, everyone. The first thing I'm hearing then was, life must be understood backward, but of course live forward. And with that being said, I immediately saw Ryan Atragna. He was one of our beautiful members of our group that had passed on, and also Kobe Bryant. And each of them were touching their bald heads and laughing. Kobe was wearing a Lakers uniform, and Ryan was wearing a Sacred Embers uniform. And I'm thinking to myself, this is so crazy. Thank gosh. You know, thank gosh I don't do any drugs or anything, because this is nuts enough. So it was a visitation. It was crazy. It was a visitation that I had, you know. And both men, you know, they were, you could feel like how much love they had for their daughters. And each of them, they loved being a dad.
Mm-hmm.
I then was reminded that love never dies. And Kobe wanted to remind everyone that we are each responsible for how people remember us or they don't remember us. And then Ryan added, give in to your heart's desire, into the urge. Life is a gift, not a guarantee. Make each day count. And how would your life look if you lived as if you were here for only a short time? They both feel that all of the challenges that we go through while we're here really do help us to grow. The next thing, I see the movie Titanic, and I begin to, you know, have a little bit of nervous laughter. After all, I did go down with the ship, and I've never gotten rid of my fear of deep water. And then I hear Ryan saying, that damn Titanic, and he's laughing too, because he was there with many of the members of our Sacred Embers group, and he too had that fear. Yep, I hear, it's a reminder to make each day count, folks, and Ryan laughs. It's also a reminder of how I connected with so many of my soul family that are in this Sacred Embers network. Life is a gift. Don't waste it. I'm hearing the song, My Heart Will Go On, and Kobe reminds us to make time for family and hanging out with friends. He also talks about what an inspiration his children have been to him, and Ryan agrees, saying his girls, his honey girls, mean the world to him, as well as being the reason that he looks like Homer Simpson. And I see him, like, rubbing his bald head, and he's thinking about Elizabeth, who then started to drive. She was 16. And, you know, she was able to drive, you know, legally. And he'd say, oh, my gosh, DC, I wouldn't have a hair on my head. And then Kobe Bryant is showing off some fancy footwork, and I'm thinking, wow, what a great dancer. And then Jandrake Bakke joins him with swirling rays of golden light surrounding them both. I felt like it was watching Dancing with the Stars. But then I smell really delicious Mexican food. And then Kobe asks Ryan to join him. They're sitting at a table, and this is Kobe's favorite restaurant in Fullerton, California. And Jan is now showing me some of her amazing moves as well. And then after a few minutes, I'm looking at Jan and shaking my head. And I'm saying, Jan, I can't dance like you. I'm telling you, it's going to take me at least a few more lifetimes before I get the hang of this. And then Jan laughs and says, you're right, DC. So we decided to join Ryan and Kobe for some Mexican food. And then I hear the song, We Are Family, and Ryan wishes everyone a fandam fucking top tabulous day. That was his go-to word. And don't forget to clear any energy that is not love, folks. Allow it to be transmuted to Gaia for your highest good. That's how that fucking works. And we, of course, had Jackson, and Jackson had spoken up, and he was screaming, Ryan, Ryan, I want Ryan. So Ryan reminds us that we don't have to try too hard. The universe will take care of us. So it is written, so it is done. Both he and Kobe send so much love, appreciation, and gratitude to everyone. And then I was hearing the song, I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing. And Ryan and Kobe just got up and they shoot hoops. So Ryan just was, you know, telling Kobe as a shoot hoops, you've got to check out, you know, these Sacred Embers shows. They are amazing. They're truly amazing. This network is so beautiful. And then they wave goodbye. So that was one of my visitations / channelings.
Wow, that was just so, wow, is all I can say. Amazing. I loved it, everything.
Great.
You were there, Jan, wow. It was something. But, Jan, I could see you dancing.
So
I'm
fun,
like, oh,
too.
My gosh. Yeah, it was fun, and you were on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
So now we're ready to hear some of
what
his
fun
poetry.
Visitation.
Yeah, it
yeah,
was beautiful.
Sure. I'm not even, to tell you the truth, I'm not over the Liz's crystal. I'm not over that, and now I'm not over your visitation. Oh, God.
Sorry, you were with you asked your travels with me, Jan, so you probably woke up exhausted.
I guess. Yeah. That is so cool. I love that. Oh, gosh. But Liz, your crystal was so neat. I saw sunflowers immediately all around like a meadow, and then I was in like this, like tunnel also, and it was all sunflowers, and there was a heart at the end of the tunnel. So I don't know what that all means, but it was just beautiful. So anyway, yeah, that's powerful, and that dream is so powerful. It's just, okay, I'm going to start my poems and just go through them. Okay, so the first one is, the only absolute I could ever consider is that God is love, and love multiplies in every dimension and in every direction. And this one is called Vibrant Peace Enchanting Energy. Allow it to be. Embrace its flow. Don't force its nature. Don't let it be free. Let it go. Breathe into it. Exhale its freedom. Align to its calling. When you feel it, you will always want some. Trust its pathway. Surrender to its increase. Channel its enchanting energy. Vibrant peace. And this one says, true love may or may not exist in places we find or that find us, but it's always in the music. And this says, if the universe were mine, I'd send you angels every day to fly you through the celestial spheres so you could jump through clouds and dance on stars, so you could always have good days and always less tears. And this one is the 60s and 70s, as I grew up, those psychedelic designs and flower power signs, when headbands and bell bottoms were so cool, when the peace sign tried to rule, lots of boots and mini skirts, all those tie-dyed t-shirts, so many Volkswagen buses filled with smoke and incense rushes, long hair everywhere, hats and beads in the sun, rainbow colors were always there, a warring country under the gun, music in the parks, dancing too, someone playing the flute, people smoking weed, many, not just a few. These were the 60s and 70s. Just a few things about those years. Many more things to tell. Special memories and special tears. And this one's called Majestic Dragonfly. We can agree to disagree and try to live more peacefully with beauty and wonder, kindness and surrender. With our differences, we can combine and allow them to intersect and align. With calm and elation, it's a sweet sensation. Seeing the best in ourselves and others, and always we can try. And then take a trip on the back of a majestic dragonfly. And this one's called We Find Our Way. We find our way, try not to judge anyone in the day. Be grateful in what we have in life, not to belittle or make fun of another's strife. It's only a long minute here for us on earth, then gone like a flash. We will be ascending into a rebirth. The differences between us are there, but we feel a lot of the same things. For some, not all is fair. However, it's what life brings. Cherish all or any of it when you can to celebrate, even when you are ill. This is a nice plan. And this is called Divine Resonance. With unconditional patience, divine resonance. I wait, I see, I feel, I tell from the fire within, from birth, that connects heaven to earth. The dragon holds a story for each. Slay me. I surrender to what it will teach with my Savior's presence, divine resonance. And this one's called Kissing So Bright. I am a sun goddess, a starburst, kissing the universe, kissing light. I am a sunflower, a light beam, kissing the universe, kissing the night. I am a butterfly, a transformer of colors, kissing the dimensions, kissing in flight. I am you, you are me, we are a sunflower. Together we are kissing the world, kissing so bright. And this one's called Lived Our Bliss, guitars. Those memories were so good. We played our guitars and our spoons and forks and sang and ate all together, all the friends and each roommate, our neighborhood of houses, potlucks and gardens,
jam music, parties, and looking at the stars. Those days, we lived our bliss with our guitars. And this one says, sometimes all we can do is flash a peace sign, and that is enough for a day. And this one says, peace so tender. Tragedy transforms us. Love helps us surrender. Crisis breaks us open. God gives us peace that is so tender. And this says, my body to groove. I just want to dance to feel my body move to the music and take a chance for my body to groove. And we're almost done. This one says, be grateful for what we have. Share our hearts to others. Be kind to oneself. Seek the best towards our sisters and brothers. And this is handstand rescue. Sometimes it might be best to just do a handstand to settle one's nerves, which I will do once in a while. And this one says, I am wild and free, letting go. Can I handle the changes that go by, flying into me like flowers of comets and stars? I am blooming and falling together at the same time. I am wild and free, letting go of scars. And this says, no matter how much acceptance or unacceptance one receives from anyone, it's nicer to do this. Speak well of others, not of their faults. And that's by the Buddha. And this is Jazz Shoes. But it's another life when the Jazz Shoes go on with the music and the beat. It's a treat. Bam. Oh, you darn right. And that's that.
Oh, they were beautiful, Jim. And some of the things resonated with my message, you know. Some of the things that you were saying, it resonated, you know, with the message that I channeled. Really
oh,
beautiful.
Right. Yeah. Good. Thank you.
Absolutely.
There we are.
I love them. I love the little cute, quirky ones. Those are a lot of times my favorite.
Good. Yeah, those are fun. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well,
sometimes I just write little tiny ones, so they just come out that way.
Yeah. But sometimes they're the best, right? Like they just are a little pick-me-up for the day, right?
They are.
Yeah, good.
You need something fun word or to remind you, you know, the things to be blessed about, right? They're perfect, the little limericks.
Great. Thank you, Liz.
You're welcome. So what do you think, ladies? Are we ready to start picking up some callers?
Yes, of course. My goodness,
yes.
All right. Well, we have a few on the line. So let's get going. All right. Here we go. Area code 212, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we get your first name, please?
Oh, hey, this is Bryn in New York City calling.
Hi, Bryn. You have a question for us?
Hi, Bryn.
Hi, everybody. Good. Just to see what any message there is for me tonight that I need to hear or anything they want to say.
Yeah, Bryn. Hi, it's Jan.
Hi, Jan.
I'm getting a heart in the sky with a bumblebee.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. That's a good animal, even though it might not sound like it would be, but it is. And they say that
is. They're important.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Very. It says it's time to get organized and get to work. That idea that you want to implement and develop.
Okay.
And it says, approach your projects with commitment, diligence, and dedication, and you'll succeed beyond your wildest expectations. And involve several others in cooperative and life-affirming venture, one which everyone will benefit from. It could include the entire community. And then it says, take time to appreciate enjoy the sweetness of life. This is a fertile time for physically and creatively. And it's a positive cycle for you. So stay with whatever you're working on, and it's going to be a favorable outcome. That is really cool. And it says you're capable. Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, good. It also says you're capable of being successful at anything you attempt, and you have a powerful effect on others, especially when you give loving attention. They blossom and open up to you, and you do well with working cooperatively with others. So,
That's
what it says. So that's positive for you.
Pretty timely, I think.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
You. Thank you. Thanks
really
so much.
Well, Jan.
You're welcome.
And,
thank you.
And this is DC. Jan always gives amazing readings. She's always spun on, as is Liz. I was hearing my dog Ginger saying, Bryn, do something, you know, today that your future self will thank you for.
Hmm.
Okay? That was from Ginger. And then I was just seeing that, you know, I don't know if you're feeling it, but I do feel like you're having sort of like a spiritual breakthrough.
Yes, in a way, it's happening.
Okay, and now when Liz, you know, played her amazing, Liz, what is that called? The triangle?
Crystal pyramid.
Crystal pyramid. My third eye, like I said, felt like it was going to pop out of my forehead. Did you feel anything like when she played that? Because that was truly amazing. I was. Yes, it was really, really beautiful.
Yeah.
So I'm that, you know, I hope you're concentrating, like you said, on your life purpose. And as Ginger said, do something that your future self will thank you for. And again, you're going through this time of a beautiful, amazing spiritual breakthrough. Okay.
Wow.
So
I was asking for that the other day. It was kind of cloudy here in New York City for 3 or 4 days, and I was feeling kind of in the dumps, not terrible, but kind of like, you know, and I was looking out the window, and I was saying, you know, I want a breakthrough. I pray for a breakthrough.
Wow.
I was speaking that to my guides, to the angels, whoever is listening out there, and so it was interesting you should say that, you know.
Well, that's a beautiful synchronicity, so it's something to really, you know, listen to, because the universe wants to, you know, help you. And by you calling in and, you know, connecting with us, I feel like that's an amazing synchronicity. So just know that, you know, things are happening for you, you know. And usually I tell people, you know, like hear songs on the radio, but here, you know, you're connecting with a talk show. And you're connecting with, you know, all these beautiful angels and messages. So I feel like this was, you know, it was divinely guided that you called in. And I'm hearing the word freedom. And I'm seeing, like, little butterflies, Bryn, all around you.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's just so. But I was hearing the song Forever Young.
That's good.
So I don't know. I heard that song, and then I was also hearing the song Freedom by George Michael.
Oh, nice. Those are two great songs.
Okay, so, I mean, these are just amazing, like amazing things that came in. But I have to ask you, I feel like I'm connecting with someone on the other side. Possibly with the month of November. Do you know anyone that has a connection on the other side with the month of November?
You know, I might know them, and I might not know that their birthday is in November. You know what I mean?
Also seeing like they were an animal lover. Getting like an animal lover.
I have a friend and a buddy of mine in Texas. He's alive though.
Okay.
You know, and he's a Scorpio November 11th. What?
Wow. Okay. Okay. But I feel like this is like somebody on the other side giving you a message.
Okay. Right.
Okay. And I just feel you have a great soul connection with this person. It might even be a relative.
Okay.
Okay. I feel like it's someone that you really have a good connection with. Do you have like a parent or parents on the other side?
Yeah, I my mother and father, my grandparents, but they're not in November, per se.
Okay, well, the November could be like a birthday, an anniversary. But I do see that, like, you're walking around, you know, and I feel like you catch them, like, you get a very fast glimpse out of the side of your eye.
Okay.
Okay.
I catch what? Like, I see what?
A glimpse of, like, you feel like somebody's, like, walking around by you. Do you ever feel like that, and you turn around and you look, but you don't see them then? Because I do that all the time. Like, I catch a glimpse, like, I'm thinking, like,
yeah,
it's
sometimes.
My...
Sometimes. It hasn't happened lately, but sometimes...
Well, I'm just getting to, did any of your family members say, you know, don't waste any time, you know? And I feel like it was someone that had, like, good advice to give, you know? And, you know, things are changing for you, and I feel like they're trying to tell you, like, live the life you deserve to live. You know, honor yourself. Live those dreams.
Ah, thanks. Thank you. That's great.
So that's what I was getting. And I just, like, I was really, really excited because I do feel, like I said, it's a family member. And I keep hearing, like, someone is saying, you've got to pay attention to those synchronicities, Bryn.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
And they send love to you every day is what I was hearing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I feel it.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then, and Ginger, I don't know if Ginger's... She's standing there next to me, and she's laughing. And I'm hearing, the way I see it, Bryn, when life closes a door, you usually find a window to scream out of. So I don't know if you had a... That was, you know, funny, but that's what I heard. I mean, I hope, you know, what I give you helps.
Oh,
but then I, you know, with Jan's beautiful poems and the channeling and everything... I feel like you have to, I don't know, do you dance? Because I feel like just even if it's just yourself.
I've done that to Native American drumming music. I haven't done it lately,
okay.
But I've done it past, but I feel it might be a good idea to take it up again.
Yeah, that's what I was getting. Like just, you know, start doing that. And it gets like everything moving around inside. It releases that energy, you know?
Right, yeah, exactly. I do a lot of shaking. I do a kind of shaking thing with my arms and my body, and I shake my torso, and it feels good.
Nice.
It feels like I'm breaking up some cobwebs or something, you know. So I do that.
That's really, really funny. It's great. So I have to – Junior's walking by again, and Jan, I'm seeing a skunk walk by. So, I mean, my total animal from Jan when I was a pig, now I'm getting the skunk for Bryn.
Interesting.
Okay. Let's see.
Is it my deodorant?
I mean.
Oh, I'm hearing Ginger saying, such a cute little stinker, Bryn, you know?
I like that.
Okay. Well, she's like, okay, so the skunk says be assertive and stand your ground as necessary. Don't let yourself be manipulated or pushed around. Make your self-respect and dignity a top priority. Offering the same respect to others. Don't take yourself too seriously, and time to relax, play, and trust everything is all right. It's a good time to deal directly and honestly with that person in your life whom you may find a little irritating or overbearing. So, just you can be very playful and not intimidated by anything, and you're your own best authority. And you're confident and charismatic, and you show courage without aggression, which is really neat. You exude calm and beautiful energy. So I love the skunk.
That's great. That makes sense.
Really awesome. Thank you, Jan. That was great.
Sure.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, DC and Jen. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, Bryn.
Thanks.
Yes, of course.
Hey, Liz.
Hi, Bryn.
Hi there.
Good to hear from you.
Yes, good to hear your voice again and your instrument there.
As soon as I picked up and asked who it was, I immediately felt like you had taken this backpack off and set it down that was full of just weight. I said, wow. So I feel like a lot has come off of you since the last time that I've connected with you anyway. Oh, it definitely shows. It's definitely being reflected. And when Jan said that she saw the bumblebee for you, it made sense of what I was seeing for you in my mind's eye, because I saw you very diligently working at, you know, working away at something, and I thought, what is he doing? And and then she said, I see a bumblebee, and I'm like, oh, I get it. So you're, you know, you're a worker. You like to stay at things. You like to, you know, be consistent. And to me, what I was getting is that you feel like maybe you're not doing enough. And that, I know that you're a
light worker. That comes through my mind now and again. Yeah.
Right? And you have this sense that you're not doing enough. You're not, you know, helping enough, contributing enough, but you are. That diligent, consistent, you know, steadfastness that people have, just working on you is enough. It's more than enough. It's doing what you need to do to be consistent and plugging away and doing that. That sharing your light is doing plenty. So you're absolutely doing enough.
Thank you. Yeah.
And it will continue to spread and get bigger and bigger. It will. Just sometimes we have to get back in the right vibration so that we align with the right people, so that the things start happening. So the consistency of staying in your practice or doing the things that you do that make you feel good, they're important, and they are more than enough to contribute to the light worker cause that we have on the planet. So you are doing more than enough.
thank you
for helping.
Thanks for that message. That's a great message.
And the other thing that I got was do not be fearful of people that I have. Do not be fearful of approaching strangers. So, you know, people that kind of like come up to you and just start talking and you're like, what the heck? Like, who's this person? You know, I'm sure that happens to you. You're in New York City.
that happens now and again. Or sometimes I won't talk to a stranger. Like sometimes I'll come up and just say something like something about the weather as an opening line, and just sort of, or something that's happening on the other block, and I'll just kind of make a comment. I do that now and again.
So when you're feeling those nudges, or when people do it to you, you know, follow those nudges. Go ahead when you're called to, you know, start a conversation with someone, do that. And when people approach you and start a conversation, be open-minded and receptive of it, because these people are like signs or messengers. They're there to remind you that, you know, there's people on your path. They're there for a reason. They're coming on purpose.
I agree with you on that. Yeah, for sure.
And, it may be a one-time meeting with those people, and you may never see them again, but there's always going to be some profound bit in there that you get. And not all of them are going to be people that you don't see again. There are going to be people that you make, you know, deep connections, long-lasting connections with. So just be open to it.
Okay.
And so
I
have a message for you from my Everyday Miracles deck. It's from The Course in Miracles.
Oh,
and
nice.
It says, "And God himself shall wipe away all tears. You do not walk alone. God's angels hover near and all about. His love surrounds you, and of this be sure, that I, Jesus, will never leave you comfortless." So,
I talk to God a lot. I talk to God and Jesus a lot now and again. just sort of bring that light in. So thank you for that. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. That's another confirmation for you right there, Bryn, that you know what you're doing is you're doing the right thing. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to, and it's working.
Oh, great.
So
keep on keeping on. Well, Jan, thank you
so
much.
Continue on that journey. You're doing wonderful.
That was beautiful. I really appreciate you all, and thank you for tonight's message. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Of course.
All right. Take care, everybody.
But nice to hear from you,
Bryn. Have a great evening.
Yes, same to you. Have a great one. Take care now. Bye.
Good night.
You too.
Oh, I haven't heard from Brendan in a long time. That was nice. And what a great message for him.
Yep.
It was nice to hear from him.
Yeah, and he sounds good. He sounds good. Yeah. I'm like, boy, it was so funny. As soon as he said who it was, I just saw this person, like, take this backpack off and set it down, and I was like, oh, wow. He's a lot lighter.
Oh, neat. Yeah.
So, cool. Glad we got to hear from him. So, all right. Mm-hmm. Are we ready for a next caller?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Area code 216, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hello, my name's Sharon. How are you this evening?
Good, Sharon.
Hi,
you have
Sharon.
A question for
us? Hi, DC.
Hey, Sharon.
It's the first time I think I'm calling. No.
Wow, okay. So,
can you hear me?
Do you have a question, Sharon?
Yeah.
Do? Oh, my goodness, the past month, I had some unexpected changes in my career. All good. I mean, they kept me. They didn't lay me off, thank God. But could you have any message for me for my career in the next few months? It just was out of the blue. They did some rearranging, you know,
Okay, yeah, Jan is going to connect with you first. Go ahead, Jan.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Sure, Sharon. So I'm hearing the same word that Liz got for Bryn was steadfast. I'm getting steadfast for
okay.
you. So they may be moving you around, but I feel like you're going to be steadfast with them. And,
oh, I've been so out of the blue.
Uh-huh.
I didn't expect you get comfortable with things, you know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, I know, go
they
on.
They change it. I know. That's hard. Well, mostly that's what I was getting was just that, and then I kept seeing the lamb spirit animal for you. So
lamb.
The lamb
okay.
was just coming in. So So I'm just going to go ahead and read that and see. Let's see what the lamb says. The lamb spirit are natural mythic animals that are connected to you spiritually throughout your life for a certain period of your life. You can learn important lessons by paying attention to the messages. It's a gentle and patient animal. It has only good intentions and is never evil, though it needs protection from others. A crowd of sheep is a symbol of wealth. It also signifies spiritual richness that we can gain if we bring together all sorts of positive emotions. So let's see. They symbolize our intentions to do good and have purity and simplicity in life. So they are providers of food and wool, of course. You're likely to be a very peaceful person if you have the lamb totem and you enjoy lots of beautiful, simple things in life. You don't need that much, but you do enjoy the gifts of experience and emotions. You're a loving person, and you will make great sacrifices for your family and friends. So yeah, that's mostly what it says. It just says purity, innocence, gentleness, vulnerability, but also to protect yourself. So I would say with your job, that resonated with me too, was protection. With your job, like even though steadfast came in really strong, but I would just protect yourself to going through some of the changes so that you're emotionally you can handle it, you know what I mean, so that you're
yes,
not
I do I know
yeah
you calming voice. You have the most calming voice. Has anyone ever told you that? You're calming voice
sometimes
on the...
really
yeah, you
oh
do.
Good. Oh, thank
oh,
you.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah.
Gosh, I'm so glad to hear that. I always feel like it's a little bit goofy, but I'm glad to hear that. I really like that. So, yeah, I think I'll just leave you with that. And DC and Liz will have more, but I feel
positive about this. I don't feel like you're off that job, like you said, at all. I just feel like you're going to be steadfast. You're going to go through it. You're going to be fine. So, DC, you're welcome.
Yeah. That was beautiful. Hi, sweetheart. It's great. My goodness. I agree with everything that Jan said. As she was giving you her amazing reading, I was seeing some kind of communication, and spirit usually shows me like a letter coming. So, but it could mean someone could verbally, you know, connect with you and talk to you. And I'm getting that, you know, I really feel like you're not getting sort of the recognition that you deserve with the work that you do, Sharon. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, in this position. I mean, they just moved six of us without even telling. Yes, I get it. In this position,
there may be some other communication coming, but I do foresee, you know, possibly there may be even like a little bit of tension at work, because it just feels like there's some kind of energy there, and it doesn't feel like good energy. There may be a little bit of conflict with others.
Okay.
Is what I'm getting.
Okay.
I feel like, you know, you're thinking about this, like you're thinking about like this job. You're thinking about maybe like some of the various things that are going on that you don't like right now. Okay, and I sort of feel like this is like a little test to see, you know, if you're going to, you know, just put up with everything is what I'm getting. But I do feel like everything does happen for a reason, Sharon, you know, and since I've, you know, connected with you for I don't know how long, I've always told you that there was always something better waiting for you. And I'm getting just keep working hard, do the right thing, put some money like away for a rainy day is what I'm getting. But I just feel like during this time, you might not be like that happy at work. So you might think, you know, down the road, like of maybe changing. But I do get like some kind of communication, and I feel like it is written. I feel like it's like a written communication. Possibly even from a man, a supervisor.
Okay.
Okay, and I just, like I said, I just, like, I don't feel like it's anything bad, but I just feel like, you know, you're meant to be, you know, in a higher position, and I'm hearing the word expansion, you know, that you're expanding, and in the interim, make sure you take care of yourself, because this is really taking a lot of your energy. Are you having trouble sleeping with, like, the situation at work?
Yes. If another position posts, I'm allowed to post for another position if it comes up. Nothing has come up, though. That's why. So,
okay, well, hang in there, but I do feel like expansion. You know, I do feel like you're expanding. And I feel like when you know... you know, what it is you're supposed to connect with, you have, like, all these goosebumps in it, and it feels right, and your dad is saying, that's because it's going to show you you're on the right path.
Okay?
And he's just saying, you know, like, just don't hold on to this. Everything's going to be okay. Even though at the time that things happen, you may feel like, hey, this isn't working out the way I thought it would work out. I feel like he's saying, you know, just... you've got to let go and let God, because things are going to work out. They are going to work out for you. Okay? So he's not worried. He's saying, so you shouldn't be either. But I, like I said, since I've connected with you, I've always told you, you deserve to be somewhere, you know, in a bigger position is what I'm getting, you know? So your dad is, you know, he's saying this is like the time to, like, to make some decisions and changes in your life. Okay?
Okay.
And he's just saying, don't, you know, don't hold on to this. But I feel like that I just don't feel like I said, they don't recognize all the hard work that you do. And
I know.
You know, I'm getting the word boundaries, you know. You take like a lot of, you know, things from like the other people that you work with, the boss, because I feel like he's saying like you have to have better boundaries.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. And he's saying, you know, he's trying to show you that like things are going to get better. Do you use candles at the house? Because he's saying just light a candle and say a prayer. You know, and you can invite him in and he'll be there with you, you know.
Okay.
But he's saying you have to surrender the entire, you have to surrender like the whole situation, Sharon. Okay, and just think about things that make you happy. Connect with your joy that you're going to get through this and you're going to feel much better is what he's showing me, okay?
Okay.
So I'm getting like he's sort of like throwing out old stuff. So he's saying it's time for, you know, out with the old and in with the new. And he's saying you've outgrown this position is what he's showing me.
Well, I'm
but he doesn't want you to get.
Okay.
But you're outgrown in the respect that you're ready for like more responsibility and you've got a lot to offer the world. You really do, you know? And he's just asking that you continue to take care of yourself. And do you feel his presence? Because he's saying, you know, I think she feels me when I'm around.
Not lately. I've been so stressed the past couple weeks.
Because you've been so, yeah. Well, he's saying right now he doesn't feel like you're really, like, living your life fully, hon.
Okay. I know.
Yeah, he just wants you to, you know, live life to the fullest, you know, and he's saying it at the present time, he's saying, you know, she's just not, you know, not as happy as she should be. And, you know, what you had gotten with work, he's saying it wasn't a welcome change. And I think you, like you said, like at times people do need like a little nudge, you know what I'm saying? But you're going to really connect with, you know, the amazing woman that you are within. And the angels are going to guide you, you know, towards something that's going to be more fulfilling.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't know, like I said, it does get a little scary when when you're in the midst of things, but your dad is saying, please. Sharon, like, don't worry about anything, okay?
Okay.
And just start thinking about all the things that you're grateful for. Try to stay calm, he's saying. You know, and this, you know, and just don't do anything impulsively is what I'm hearing. Okay. He's saying things are going to get better for you. In fact, they're going to get so much better than you could have ever dreamed. Okay. So
okay.
Whether they give you like a responsibility or a different, I don't know. But like I said, I just feel like there's going to be communication and I hear the word like expansion and it, I'm hearing, like, it's something that's not, you know, nothing to be afraid of. Like, don't be afraid of it, okay? Please. Okay? But
okay.
I feel like this is a completion of a cycle. It may not feel good to you right now, okay? But it's sort of maybe like a redirection for you, okay? Your dad is, you know, watching over you. The angels are preparing the way for you, okay? And I see Jesus, you know, and he's talking to your dad. Okay, so please don't be worried. Okay? But just hang in there, hon. I'm going to turn you over to Liz, and it's going to work out for you, hon. Okay?
Thank you.
God bless.
Beautiful messages, ladies. Hi, Sharon. It's Liz.
Yes, wow. Hello.
I got that this is not, it's not a bad thing, the career change, but you're skeptic and a little resistant to it, which is, you know, because you were shocked. I mean, that's normal. That's what we do. but I really felt, you know, if you become more accepting of it and do a little bit more go with the flow, even though you don't understand it and you're looking for reasons why, it will it will go much smoother, and you'll begin to learn the things that you need to learn quickly, because you won't be in your brain kind of counteracting it by being worried about what's going on.
Okay.
And I agree with DC that I don't think it's your forever thing, but you're comfortable there, right? And comfort serves a lot of purposes at times. So there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing, but you will eventually move on to something that you're really drawn to.
I don't like, but it's a great company. I get a great salary and benefits. The position wasn't something I've chosen. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And mm-hmm. I think you're going to be surprised at what comes from it, really. And that's why I say relax, because I feel like it's not going to be nearly what you think, you know, because you already think that you don't want it. You're not even open to trying it, really. You know what I mean? In your subconscious, you're not allowing yourself to be open to see what it is about. I guess that's how I want to put it. So give it a chance, because you're going to like it more than you think, is what I'm getting. But I have a card for you from the Everyday Miracles, which are a deck of cards based on A Course in Miracles. And it says, light and joy and peace abide in me. You are as God created you, not what you made of yourself. Whatever evil you may think you did, you are as God created you. Whatever mistakes you made, the truth about you is unchanged. Your sinlessness is guaranteed by God. So this, to me, speaks a lot about that recognizing this in you allows you to look at this job in the same type of light that, you know what, you think it's bad and it's not where you want it to be, but if you give it a chance, you may see that it's not so bad as you have made it out to be or have thought it would be. Does that make sense? You know, sometimes we change things in our mind because we, you know, think them out of craziness. So I think that's what I'm getting, because I'm like, I can't speak clearly. A lot of this is in your head, you know, because we get caught up in that thought process. So just let it go and take it day by day, you know. Every morning get up and say, okay, we're going to try this. We're going to see what happens, see where it goes. I think knowing that this isn't your forever thing is somewhat of a comfort at times, and sometimes it can be a bit of a hindrance. But I think for you right now, you know that you're at this job because of the things that it offers you that you need at this moment, right? The salary, the benefits, all those things. And there's times in our lives when we need those things, and that's what we do. And that's fine. It's perfect. It's what we're supposed to do. We have things to take care of, obligations, right? But when we know that this isn't going to be forever, sometimes that gives us a little bit more comfort and peace in doing what we're doing, because we're like, this is temporary. I'm not going to be here forever. I just got to get through this for now, right? Like when we're working two jobs and going to college, I mean, we're only sleeping 4 hours a night. You know, it's only temporary till I'm done, right? And things work out. So this is, you know, ebb and flow of life. This is an ebb right now. There'll be flow. But we can help with the ebb when we allow ourselves to flow. You know, so if we say, you know what, I'm not going to let this get to me. This does not affect me. This is, you know what, I still have a job. I still have those benefits. I still have the salary. I'm taking care of the things I need to take care of. This is, sometimes those bumps are there to open our eyes and say, hey, this isn't what I'm doing forever. And maybe I need to think about that. Maybe I want to think about what I'm going to do next. And now that I don't feel so attached to this job, maybe I'll allow myself to do that. But sometimes when we're comfortable in a job, we don't allow ourselves to think about anything else, or not even a job, but, you know, other things. We become complacent with them, right? They're just we accept them. And they may not be the things that make us the happiest, but we're like, eh, it serves its purpose. So sometimes we have to hit those little bumps to say, wait, I'm not happy here. I'm just doing it because I've done it so long. So, you know, don't be fearful of change. Change is always good. And change is the only constant. So when we become more accepting of it, it just makes those things easier. So I hope that that helps you, Sharon. I know I got a little tongue-tied at the end of the message. But everything's gonna work out. But don't get yourself caught up in the emotion of it. You know, it's serving the purpose.
That was absolutely amazing. And Ginger put on the song, Working 9 to 5, Tumble Out of Bed and Stumble to the Kitchen, right? Does that feel like, you know, who you are right now? Pour yourself a cup of ambition?
Yeah,
because that's what she's playing at. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. Because I do feel like, you know what, you are going to get another job. And Liz, you know, said, like, change is the only constant. So just try to go with the flow, you know?
Okay.
But it was great hearing your voice again, Sharon.
Thank you very much. I know.
You're welcome.
And Sharon, absolutely. Sharon, please call us back and let us know how it goes.
Thanks.
Absolutely. I mean, you're going to be fine. You still can keep all of this if you want to. You know, they just saying that you deserve better. So, amen.
Thank you.
Have a great night, Sharon.
Thank you. You as well, all three of you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh,
yeah, that was beautiful.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
When change comes and you don't initiate it, you know, it gets us riled up.
You know what? I had to make a change back in 2015 or 16. And I was holding on, because like you said, you're afraid and you don't want to make a change. And my husband and I were driving maybe like 30 minutes away to one of his favorite pizza places. And there on the lawn, there was a sign with the devil on it said, leave now. And I did, you know. Once I saw that sign, I'm like, okay, I got it. I have to listen, you know.
Yeah.
But we do, like, familiar sometimes, you know, you just hang on to it because it's familiar.
Absolutely.
But if you
get comfortable.
You have faith and you let go, you know, you really have the opportunity to do something amazing.
You both gave excellent information. I just was like, wow, this is incredible. And you just, it was
for a while. I mean, I've had, like, a long history of connecting with him. And I always said you're destined for something so much better, you know?
Yeah.
Excited when she calls back, you know, and that. And her dad, like I said, her, like, little nudges from the other side. She's got to let go and let God, you know? So your readings, you know, ladies, beautiful. They're right on.
Thank you. Yours as well, DC.
Thank you.
So what about Ginger?
Right.
Saying, what about...
Oh, Ginger was perfect, too.
Okay, what about the dog?
I love it when Ginger comes in.
Yeah.
She's laughing.
She definitely adds that soft side to things, you know? All
except
right. Well, are we ready for another caller, ladies?
Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe. Area code 610, you're live with Angel Answers. Can you have your first name, please? Area code 610.
Hello?
Hi, can we have your first name?
Yeah, it's Tanya.
Tanya, hi, Tanya. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Tanya, sorry, with an S.
Oh,
yes,
Tanya.
I do have a question. Yeah, I'm sorry. I wanted to see what you were picking up about my current relationship. I've been I'm in an 8-year relationship with a female, and I just wanted to see what you're picking up, you know, as far as the direction of it.
Hi, Tanya. This is Jan.
Actually, it's Sonia with an S. I'm sorry.
Oh, Sonia. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All I'm seeing right now are a bunch of really big, huge green trees. And they look,
a bunch of what?
It looks like an trees, green, big trees. They look like big umbrellas, big, big trees. Do you have trees around nearby or somewhere?
Yeah, I'm walking over one right now.
Whoa, there you go. That's why I'm seeing it. Gosh, just getting a panda bear, too, in amongst the trees. So let's see what panda bear says really quickly. And, yeah, I love panda bear.
Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah. So you're thinking maybe a little too polarized into black and white, right and wrong. So broaden your perspective. And you can do anything you want once you set your mind to it, especially if the desire originates in your heart. Take yourself somewhere up high where you can view the world below and meditate from this vantage point, observing how you feel as you do so. Rather than juggling a bunch of projects, take one at a time and finish it before moving on to the next. And it says, you may be a solitary individual living with a partner. You'll have to create some private and sacred space just for yourself. And you may have a sensitive digestive system. So be attentive to what you eat. And let's see. You do like things in sequence, completing one thing after another and enjoying the job well done before taking on another job. So that's just, you know, info about the panda, which is neat. They're a beautiful animal, and but I'm just getting that, and then I'm getting the tree. Now the tree is staying in my eyes here, and it's swaying. It's really swaying, and so it's almost like what I'm seeing is that you're. Maybe you need to sway a little bit more and sort of just like give to another, you know, like give way a little bit in the relationship, and not just you, but between the two of you. There needs to be a little more giving back, give way of ideas or give way of each other, you know, back and forth, just instead of being rocked, you know, not that. Instead of being like swaying, do you know what I'm saying? Oh gosh, I don't know how to describe it. I'm seeing it
well,
in a dance form.
I thank you for that information.
Uh-huh.
I give a lot. In fact, I think I give more than I receive. And for the past couple of weeks, actually, something happened, and that's the reason I was asking you. Like I said,
yeah,
she's still in the house, but about I think it was on the 15th. Of this month. It was a Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
That's when
yeah.
I discovered something terrible, that she was with someone else. So that's the reason
okay.
for my call, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't, and I didn't feel you. I feel like it just, that you're you're going to have to sway a little bit in order to deal with the situation, but I feel like she's swaying, she's like really pulling you That's what it feels like to me. I feel like she's pulling you to and forcing you almost to go through this. And it's something that is very hard to go through. And I don't even know if you want to
go through. Oh, you mean with a relationship?
Yeah. I feel like I'm seeing you getting pulled by her. And it's like it's putting you off balance. And
well,
so,
here's the thing. I still do want her in my life, and we agree in a few things.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Among those things, we're gonna go to see a therapist, and she would even have sessions on her
own.
But I told her, I made it clear that listen, you can be still having contact with this person. That's an absolute no.
Yeah.
And I just, out of respect and you know, for me, and out of dignity and my self-respect, you need to be honest. And you need to be upfront with me. Because this is just going to be too much. It's already too much for me now. I still have to do everything.
Yeah.
I still have to work. You know what I mean? That's what I was asking you.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing you a little bit off balance here, and I feel like it's pulling you down a little bit here, and so that's what's going on. And so I don't feel a DC and Liz will have more, but I'm not seeing a total breakup with you though. So you know that might be good. I mean, I know you're saying you want to stay with her, and I'm not seeing you breaking. You're going to handle. Yeah, I don't see her breaking up with you. I don't see that. I'm seeing this horrible pull, and you're like way over on the other. You're like swaying way over there, and she's pulling you off balance. But I don't see it breaking up. That's what I'm feeling. And so if you can handle this, I think you guys will manage it, but you know, I think counseling's going to be really good. I think counseling's so powerful. It's so amazing. Boom, one session and you can knock this thing right off and get back on track.
By
again.
Any chance, are you picking up like any time frame when things would stabilize for both of us and for the relationship?
Hmm. Yeah. I'm seeing bicycles. So we're approaching going in. We're not in winter yet, but I'm getting bicycles. It might be a few months, you know. It might be in the spring. I'm just getting bicycles on the, you know, kind of weather, riding bikes. Yeah, very.
Mm,
yeah.
Okay.
I think it might be take a few months, you know, take a little while to get through this.
Right.
So,
you can't ride bikes in the winter.
Long. Yeah. I don't know where you are, but okay.
Up north.
Then it's probably
Pennsylvania.
Okay. So, yeah, then it's going to be more springtime because I'm definitely seeing bikes. When you said that, bicycles just came in the picture immediately. So, yeah, springtime. And you know what? It's a long time, but it's not that long, you know? It's just not, you'll make it through. And counseling is going to, counseling's going to help. That's going to help. So I wish you well and take care. And I hope that you will call back, let us know. And I can't wait to hear what DC and Liz say.
Okay. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Are you still there?
Yeah,
hang in there.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank
good.
You so much.
Hang in there. You're welcome.
Hi, Sonia. This is DC. Jan gave you really good advice. I'm going to say just, you know, you've got to surrender the whole situation and allow God to come in and bring healing to this relationship. That would be the first thing that I was getting. Okay? And I'm getting the word trust, you know, that I think you guys have to establish trust again. Okay? and the relationship. And as Jan said, you know, it's going to take time. I just feel like, you know, like one of, I don't know if she's like, she was trying to push you forward in this relationship. You're trying to push her, but I feel like sort of like a pushing, you know, to maybe to just, you know, because that's the first thing like I'm seeing is just like the pushing, you know, like, and I do feel, have you been thinking about taking a trip somewhere? I'm getting like some, you know, like a change of scenery is truly needed, you know?
Well, we came back from a trip to D.C. in August.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Washington, D.C.
Okay, so Okay, so there's like the phase that you're in now, I just feel like this is a time of like really dramatic transformation in regard to love. I was feeling like feelings of sadness, feelings of depression, a lot of emotion there between you. And I just feel like I said, this is going through a rough patch basically right now. If you just, you know, if you stay strong, and I, like as Jan said, I feel like counseling would, you know, really be beneficial for the both of you to ensure that, you know, going forward that you have, you know, you have this beautiful relationship. But I do feel like there's a lot of sorrow right now. But I'm getting, please, you know, all is not lost.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm getting,
you did mention, you did mention prayer, you know, and I am praying every day.
Yes.
Several times a
God.
Day.
Spirit, mm-hmm. God, yep, and connect with the angels. But right now, like I said, I just feel like a little bit of space too between the two of you is needed and a little bit of time. Okay? And like I said, I do feel, you know, counseling would be beneficial. It would really help, okay?
Yeah.
And one knows, too, like, you know, when you're in a relationship and you sort of get, like, comfortable with the person, you know, and relationships do go through some rough times and rough spots.
That's true.
But I feel like there's a need to work on this relationship, okay? And that
okay.
will help the two of you to ensure that it can go forward. But I'm getting right now, you have to have a little bit more patience.
Right. So do you see
you
the
know?
Relationship continuing after this? Like,
well, there's a lot. It depends on a lot. Like, is your partner, like, willing to go for counseling?
Yeah, she's the one that suggested it. We are going.
Okay,
we have
well,
our first session next week. Thursday is our first
okay.
session.
Okay. Well, good. I think the counseling is really going to help because you have to establish some trust again. Okay? And, you know, keep God in the mix. Like I said, keep surrendering everything to God. And I feel, too, Sonia, you're really empathic. You know, like you really feel these, you know, feel different, you know? And right now
I'm
there's...
Extremely.
Yeah, and right now, like, there's a lot of negativity here. You know, and you're just feeling, you know, all of this and there's trauma. But I feel like, you know, with the counseling that you're going to be able to make amends, you know, and the hurt will eventually, you know, go away.
Right. But like you
okay.
said, the trust part of it, and I want to make sure that third party
yeah.
person is not going to be an issue, you know?
Yeah. And I'm also feeling as we're connecting with you, I feel like you are ascending spiritually as well, you know, as we're connecting, Sonia. So
I'm
you have
what?
Things going on. Spiritually, I feel like you're, you know, you're growing and ascending
mm-hmm.
is what I'm getting as, you know, all of this is going on in your physical life, you know. But we've got to call, like I said, we've got to call on, you know, the divine, the angels, and to help, you know, to help you, you know, with this matter. And it will make a difference, Sonia, okay?
Right.
So I'm getting, you know, just surrender to God, you know, everything, the universe. I do feel like you and she have a beautiful connection. And I just feel, you know, if the both of you are willing equally to work on it, there's a good chance that it will, you know, it will come back, you know. But it's, like, okay. I said, it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be easy, and Ginger's saying it's not going to be all wine and roses. It's going to take some work. You'll have the support and the guidance you are needing to help the two of you go forward.
Right. I mean, also my main concern is that, you know, that she doesn't go looking for this other person because I'm just committed. Well, she told me yes, but I can't help but think about that.
Mm-hmm. But you have to establish some kind of trust. And right now, I just feel like everything is, you know, it's a little hard right now, you know. Jan, I was getting, like, the number 10, and you were saying bicycles.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if it's, like,
yeah,
10
so
months
that would
where...
be. So where are we? We're in September?
Oh, yeah.
March, April, May. Yeah, that's you're going into summer, so it's spring summertime. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bicycles. That's
really
perfect.
Get back. Yeah, that's why I was seeing the number 10. But I do, like you said,
yeah.
You both have to take responsibility of your, you know, your actions and the part you play in the relationship. You know, and there's a good chance, Sonia. But you have to, like you said, you both have to work on it. You have to have trust and. Once you establish the trust, you have to, you know, you've got to really, you know, believe in that person, okay? Because I Ginger's just saying, she feels like, you know, you're going to be always holding on to, you know, you've got to keep proving everything to me. Prove that you're not seeing her. Prove.
Well,
and
no, not only that. I just want to make sure that she's sincere when she's telling me that she wants to give this. You know, she wants to try. That's what she told me.
Well, you're going
to.
And I think, like you said, the counseling will really help to help you to, you know, have this beautiful relationship.
And you know what she told me? She told me that right now she just needs time. She's just confused. And she said one thing. She said, what makes it so hard is that you're such a good person. And she loves the home we have, our dynamics. She loves my cooking and the way I take care
mm-hmm.
of her. And she told me that's what makes it extremely hard to leave. That's what she told me. So I guess that's a positive.
Well, you like you said, give it your best shot, the two of you, and, you know, invite the divine to always, you know, to be there
okay.
to help you, you know.
Okay.
Because I do feel your sadness. I feel like you're overwhelmed, you're sad, and everything like that, but it can turn into, like, happiness and joy again. Because when spring comes, you know, everything starts to bloom again. There's new growth and everything. And I do feel like maybe spring is when you guys could really, you know, come back together and establish that relationship again. And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Liz. Sonia, God bless.
Thank you.
Great messages, ladies, already. Hello, Sonia. This is Liz.
Hello.
So I'd written a couple things down here. You know, a lot of times we get nervous about relationships with people because we think about past relationships that we've had, right? We think about the way people behaved and the things that they did and then we start to worry about those things happening in current relationships. And what we actually do is we bring those negative, by us focusing on what another person did in a different relationship that we had, we bring that into our current relationship, and we actually, if we focus on it long enough, we can manifest it to happen, which is, you know, exactly what we don't want, right? But unfortunately, the universe doesn't understand yes and no, like our negative and positive feelings. So if that's all we're thinking about, that's what it thinks we want. So it brings it into us, which is a, you know, an awful thing in this situation. So we don't want to do that. And remember that, you know, this is something that happened with someone else. It doesn't mean this will happen with this person. We have a different relationship, right? It's not identical. It's different. You're two different people, two different chemistries and compatibilities. but we tend to close ourselves off too in that same way because we get worried about being hurt, right? We were hurt in the past. We don't want to be hurt again. So then we start to shut down, be guarded. The problem is with love is that we have to be vulnerable in order for it to work well. And that means putting ourselves out there, taking chances, which sometimes is uncomfortable. A lot of times it's uncomfortable. But it's what we have to do to fully immerse ourselves and be in the relationship. But going along with that, trust is a huge thing, right? And sometimes we have to give people enough rope to hang themselves. Not that that's what I feel is going to happen in this situation. But I think the important thing is that you need to start cultivating this culture of an open communication, open line of communication, discussing things, right? Which sounds like what you're doing. You've said, listen, you know, it's disrespectful to me that you stay in contact with this person. It hurts my feelings. It makes me upset. That's perfect. Perfect. Like, we have to talk. We can't expect that the other person just knows how we feel. Because a lot of times that's our problem, too. We don't express it. We just think, well, they should know that that's wrong, and they should know that it makes me upset. You're already taking that first step and saying it. So that's huge. And in order for a relationship to work, you have to have communication. That's a huge part of it, right? You've got to be an open line. If you don't, what happens? You hold on to these things that you don't say, and they fester in you until you explode, right? And then you're arguing. So by saying them out loud to each other as soon as it happens is usually the best way, and say, listen, I don't like that. That doesn't, you know, that doesn't make me feel good. Which, it, you know, in the beginning, maybe when you're still trying to work things out and feel your way through things, it might get a little messy. It might be uncomfortable. But as you continue to do it and get better at it, you guys are then in an open playing field, right? You're both expressing and communicating openly and saying, this is what I want. This is what I expect. This is, you know, these things don't make me feel happy. These things do. And then you can, you know, and then it starts to become more clear whether or not you're going to mesh together, you know, better. I feel that this is a good relationship. I feel that you deep down know it, and that's why it kind of scares you a little bit too. That's why you're concerned about it. But it's not going to be easy, right? It's not. There's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be messiness, because that's what relationships are. Part of relationships is learning to help each other cope with those things so that we don't continue to do that in a healthy way, obviously. And I think therapy is a great, counseling is a great, 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 amazing first step, right? Because now you have a person to, sometimes we don't want to look at and admit our own wrongdoing or poor performance. And so having this objective person that can point out to both of you, like, oh, maybe you're not being, you know, thoughtful of their feelings about this. Maybe you didn't see it from their point of view, right? And at times you're going to be like, but once you can look at something through from someone else's perspective, a lot of times we get a lot of clarity, right? And we understand why people behave the way they do or whatever it may be. A lot of times if people fear that they're getting into a serious relationship and that makes them nervous, you know, sometimes that can cause them to be, you know, get a little antsy and go, oh, maybe this isn't right, right? Sometimes we run away from things that we that feel good to us because that's all we know. So that could be what's happening for your partner. That just came to me. That wasn't something I had ahead of time. So I feel like maybe that's a little bit more of what is going on. But I got two cards for you out of the Everyday Miracles deck. And the first one is, there's nothing my holiness cannot do. Your holiness reverses all the laws of the world. It is beyond every restriction of time, space, distance, and limits of any kind.
So just like DC said, calling in, you know, your higher power, your guides, your angels to help you get through this, to assist you, to, you know, help you find the right things to say, or to, you know in your heart if you know your mate is being faithful. Call on them. They'll let you know. They'll give you the nudges and the whispers. Just call them in and ask. And this is saying, you know, we're here. We're going to support you. They don't want you to fall. They don't want you to be hurt. That's not what they're there for. They're there to make sure that life is good for you and happy. So call on them. Call them in. And you'll know right away if it's right or wrong, if something's going on. And then the next card is, I rest in God. There's a place in you where nothing is impossible. There's a place in you where the strength of God abides. So have that faith, undying faith, right? You know that there's goodness in the world. You know that you're meant to be happy. And that if this isn't the relationship, it is the stepping stone to the relationship that you want to be in. It's coming. But I think, I feel that the person you're with is your person. It's just one of those times that you have to kind of get through and work out. But this is going to be a pivotal time, because this is going to open up and lay a lot of groundwork for what's to come. So I hope that helps you, Sonny. And, you know, call us back and let us know how things work out for you, what's going on. We love to hear updates from our callers. All right. Well, have a great evening, and we'll hear from you soon, I hope.
Take good care, Sonia.
Stay in touch with them.
She dropped off.
Oh, okay.
It says she's on the line, but I'm not hearing her, so I know
she
was a little
okay.
Choppy there in the beginning. So hopefully she got all the message there and heard us.
Yeah. Really good messages here for her, too, so that's really nice.
Yes. Relationships are hard,
and,
right?
And you can always...
Like
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
I'm like,
gosh.
You're both married.
Yeah. Yeah.
We joke that we're like Gene Simmons, happily unmarried. But we might have, you know, we might
well,
have been married together for 25 years.
Whatever works, you know.
Right. But they're all the same. Married, paper or no paper, right? They're all the same. You have these same things, right, that go on. And, you know,
yeah,
we're not always perfect. Our partners aren't always perfect, right? And we have to help each other. And, you know, if you get the right one, you're able to create a balance most times, I think.
Definitely. That's for sure.
But there's still days that I'd like to push them off the, you know, top of the porch.
Yeah. I think it's the Mars and Venus thing, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well, ladies, are we ready for another caller? We've got about 15 minutes left. We've got a couple more.
Yeah.
All right. Ooh. Area code 229, you're live with Angel Dancers. Can we have your first name, please?
Yes, ma'am. This is Melvin.
Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
Oh, my gosh.
Melvin.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh. You were in my head like for 2 days. I'm thankful that you're calling in. My goodness.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, Melvin, I have been thinking about you for the last 2 weeks. I'm not kidding. You've been
coming into
my thoughts for at least 2 weeks. I forgot to tell you, ladies. I was going to tell you. I've been thinking so much about Melvin. And, oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my
gosh. I don't think I connected with Melvin before. I feel jealous.
Yes, ma'am.
I have to ask. Ladies, I have to ask him. You had gone for a procedure and someone drove you home. You couldn't find, I think it was paperwork. Did you find that paperwork eventually?
Yes, ma'am. I got it.
Okay.
All right.
So was it in the house?
It was in my book bag in the it was in my book bag in a folder.
Okay, because I knew you had it, and we never discussed that again. Thank you. Sorry
yeah,
about
I,
that, ladies.
Yeah, because I had got me a brand new iPad, and when I moved here, I remember bringing it in, but I couldn't find it. I didn't look everywhere, and I was wanted to ask you, since you was on that subject, I want to ask, is it in my bedroom in a box? Beside my bed, because it's one box that I haven't looked in, and that's the only place I think it could be.
Okay.
But I thought you found it.
No, I didn't. No, that was paperwork. And I never found my iPad.
Oh, your iPad.
Yes, ma'am. And I have looked at it.
Did you have the procedure? Okay. Did you have your procedure?
Which one now? Like, I had a lot of them because yes, ma'am. I had my procedures trying to figure out which one you're talking about because I had one
the
on my. Transplant?
Yes.
What,
whatever. Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, no, not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
I haven't had it yet, but I hope it's soon. I got to do a lot of more tests. I'm doing some more tests tomorrow, and I just finished up some more tests. And they told me my liver, my kidneys is the same size. And my doctor just told me that today.
Boy.
My liver, gallbladder, pancreas, everything is normal from the result.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So I just got to do chest x-ray and a CAT scan. I got about, in a little dental work, and that'll be it. I haven't had my transplant yet. Do you all actually see when I'm going to have it?
I keep getting June. I keep hearing June, but I know that's far away. It's like far off, but I can't help it. I keep getting the word June. So I don't know. It might be sooner than that. But I'm hearing June, so.
Yeah, I remember you all told me maybe in the spring with the lion rides up.
Yeah,
in the spring. Okay. And that's around March, I believe.
Okay, so it might be March, in that time, probably all in that time area.
I was getting
so
a 7, Jan, so spot on,
Yeah, 7.
Yeah, I was getting now like 7.
Yeah, that's about April.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that's true.
That's so 7,
Okay, so that's fine. I'm writing this down.
I'm going to tell y'all what really, what's on my mind right now. I won't waste time because we have other callers. What really is on my mind is my brother. He's, I was just told that, he's in the nursing home. And now they done took his check. Now we got to move all his furniture and put it in storage. And he's 75 years old. And he won't get up out of bed and walk. He having trouble with his lower legs. And it's been like that for the last 4 months. And he have had stents put in his leg. And so I just really want to know what Spirit got to say for us. Do you see him crossing?
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I don't see it right away. I don't see him right away. And I don't know if we're supposed to talk about that, if when, you know, like when we're when we see people crossover
okay.
and stuff. But I mean, I hear you. Like what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, he's making his move in that direction, and but I don't know.
That's all right.
I can't really say when it will be. I mean, I think he's got a little ways to go, you know. I do, and I think you have, if you're able to, does he live in your area at all?
Yes, he lives in my same hometown, but
okay.
he's about 15 minutes
yeah.
away in a nursing home. But my niece and I filled out the application to get him a new apartment out here where I live. So maybe I should ask you that question. You know, will he come, will he get a bike walking and be able to come home and move in his new apartment? Maybe I should ask that. I'm sorry.
Right. No, that's okay. Well, I mean, I think anything's possible. I think miracles can happen for people. What it feels like right now is that he's not in that place at all to be walking. I mean, he's not in that mindset. He's not feeling it. He's just not. Is that? I mean, isn't that how he is right now? He's kind of like not feeling to walk.
Yeah, he don't want to get up.
Yeah,
he don't.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
the doctor and everybody
exactly.
did everything they can do, but he just don't want to get there. To even give him a pill just for him to eat. And
really?
Now he's
yeah.
eating, but he's not getting up out of the
good.
Bed.
Yeah. That's what I'm feeling from him. And if you continue, you know, that kind of it progresses. If you continue to be that way, it doesn't. You know, you can't go forever like that, and he needs to get up and have circulation. And what I'm feeling is that whenever you can get over to see him, you and your niece would be nice. Just anytime you can see him and just give him love. You know, don't pressure him about walking. Just give him love and show him that I think that would be nice for him, and that might inspire him. To get up,
yeah.
to start getting up.
Yes, ma'am.
So I think he could get up. There's no doubt. I really feel that he could. In fact, I see him, the possibility of being in a wheelchair.
He's already sitting in a wheelchair.
Oh, okay.
He's already in a wheelchair.
Okay, well, that's why I'm seeing him in a wheelchair. Okay. Well, I mean,
he can stand up.
He can if he wants. He could stand up. I'm getting the owl. I want to let you know the animal that I'm getting, the owl, for you. And for him too. Does that you relate to the owl?
I don't know. I don't know about him.
Okay, well, that's okay. We don't have much time. I won't go into it. You can look it up yourself and just check it out. It's a really neat animal. It's very psychic. But I see him in the wheelchair, and I see that he could get up if he wanted to. But I feel like if you came over there more often or when you can, just I know because you have your stuff you have to deal with too, but just when you can, just to love him, just to give him love, I think would do so much for him. That would inspire him. And it's very possible that he could start standing up. So on that note, I'm just going to give it over to DC Love and let her take it from here. And I'm so glad you called in, Melvin. Gosh, I've been thinking about you.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, Jen, you were spot on because I was hearing miracles happen every day. But you've got to do your part. Like
absolutely.
He's got to get into the right mindset because I feel he's very depressed. And as Jan said, you know, if you and your, you know, and family members could come and connect with him, that's going to lift his spirits. Okay?
Yeah.
he needs to have frequent hospital visits with people, you know, and that's,
yeah, he
that's
does.
What I was
I
getting.
Mean, they go, we go see him, yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I did see, like I said, as Jan was talking, I did see, like, things, and then I saw, like, a beautiful heart, Melvin, and I'm thinking that beautiful heart is your heart when you go to see him, you know, your beautiful, pure energy. Yeah, so, I mean, that's all I'm, you know, I'm getting. Like I said, I do feel like, you know, miracles happen, and he just needs, like I said, he just needs a little bit of help because he's overwhelmed and he's not coping with things. But, you know, things can, they can change. They can change, and he too can have a miracle, Melvin. I see the sun rising, and I just see your beautiful heart, like, standing next to him. So I'm going to turn you over to Liz, and thank you so much for calling in, Melvin.
Okay, thank
you. God bless you, honey.
God bless you.
Hey, Melvin, it's Liz, and I'm going to say I agree with the ladies. I immediately felt that your brother's depressed, you know, unfortunately, when we don't feel well and we're not where we're used to being, that's what tends to happen to us. So that depression, you know, that makes him not want to try to get better or to do things. But if he wanted to, I think he could absolutely walk. I think he has the potential to enjoy a few more years of life if he wants to.
Yes.
But if he doesn't, unfortunately, you know what it's like when people don't want to try, and it's kind of a slow, you know, it won't be as lengthy as if he tries, but, you know, when they're not trying, sometimes the slowness of that is not pleasant. So, you know, I agree with DC, you know, keeping in touch with him, lifting his spirits, trying to find things. And I know it's hard. It's hard. You know, you have your own things going on that you're battling, and I'm sure you have up and down days. It's hard to support someone else like that. But, you know, I think it can be done. I think it's just small, consistent steps, even checking on him each day, giving him a call and saying, hey, how you doing? Just wanted to say hi, make sure, you know, see how you're feeling today. A lot of times we just don't feel heard, right? And especially when you get older and less people are around, you feel less and less heard. So maybe just having someone to tell his woes to each day will be helpful for him. But I'm uncertain if how I'm feeling, if he's going to get into an apartment where you are, but I think that will be, I don't have a sureness of it, but if he can be there, I think that'll be very helpful for him and for you, right? I mean, because to be with your own people is always wonderful. you know, and it'll be, you know, I feel like where he is now, he doesn't feel part of a community. He doesn't feel at home there. He doesn't, you know, love it and embrace it. And I feel like where you are is more of a community. It's where he'll feel more at home. And I don't know if it's maybe the different living style of the arrangements, or because you'll be there, you know, maybe it's a combination of both. but it's, you know, he definitely, a better space for him to be is where you are. And I'm just not getting a certainty of if that's going to happen, but try.
The doctors gave him some for depression and anxiety, and that's when he started letting him, you know, work on his legs and putting his stents in and all that. But I don't know if he took him off that medication or not.
Okay.
He went back into denial.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, you know, and our bodies kind of will become numb to medication after a while too. So
she says 10 seconds, so we're going to get knocked off in a minute.
Okay.
In a second.
So let me give you the card I pulled for you, Melvin, and it says, in quiet, I receive God's word today. True prayer must avoid the pitfall of asking to entreat. Ask rather to receive what is already given, to accept what is already there. So make sure you talk to God every day, Melvin. He's going to, you know, make sure you know what you need to hear that day. And, you know, keep your faith that he's there listening to you each and every day, every time you reach out for him. And he wants to help you. He wants to answer those prayers for you. So
okay.
I'm going to leave you with that. And I wish you the best. We'll send some love to your brother because he just needs to know some people are in his corner, I feel like. So keep cheering him on.
Yeah.
Keep telling him he can do it.
Okay. Yes,
all
please.
Right.
Thank you all so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in.
I'll connect with you.
Okay.
Have a great night. We'll talk to you soon.
Right. Okay, you all too. Have a blessed one.
You as well.
Oh, take care, Melvin.
Wow.
What a
I don't think I've ever
show.
Talked to Melvin.
Yeah,
that
was
great.
It's over 10 years, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Amazing.
Wow. Well, ladies, it was a wonderful evening.
Yes, I loved, you know, having the opportunity to connect with you both. This was beautiful.
Yeah.
Totally. Just wonderful.
Yeah. And then hopefully we'll all get together and really have, we'll have the energy bouncing off the ceilings with everyone. Our whole group. Yes.
I know next week I won't be here. I have to have a meeting. But in 2 weeks I'll be back.
Okay.
Hopefully Mary will be back and Peg. So
yeah.
We'll hope, fingers crossed.
And
yeah.
I know that, too, like Catherine will be joining, too. Like she's been busy traveling. And, Jan, I hope you and she have a wonderful time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amazing. That's so
will.
Beautiful.
We will, definitely.
Yes. Yeah. Lots of pictures.
Yes.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Definitely. I will. All right.
That's,
well,
all
this
right.
was a beautiful, beautiful show. It's so fun to be with you both. And I miss the other ladies, but we had a great show tonight. So great callers.
We did. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh. You know, we haven't, like, well, with Liz, I don't know how long it's been since I've connected with you, but as soon as we get together, everything is just like we've never been apart.
Right. In sync. Everything
right?
is lined right up. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
It is. I'm like, it never gets old. I was telling people last night at Singing's Old, I can't remember. Oh, we had a woman come who, she's here in town at another, there's a monastery here in town, and they have a spiritual retreat center across the street. And she is there this week for a retreat. And she happened to be driving through the village and saw the sign. And she came over and got the information and called. And I said, oh, you know, I said, well, we have this meditation on Tuesdays. Feel free to come. She goes, oh, I'd love to. I'd love to be there. So she came last night, and I was talking about another woman that comes and teaches classes. And she says, I know her. And I said, oh, of course you do, because she goes to the spiritual center, too. And she says, so I'm like, you know, I said, oh, my gosh. I said, see, nothing happens for no reason. I said, there's always these. And one of the other people that came to my meditation, she had met earlier that day walking in the park. Their dog had gotten off his leash and
oh
was
my
running,
gosh.
And the dog met her on
mm-hmm.
the path, and he says, hey, I met you this morning.
Oh, that
so
is
crazy.
Cute. Yeah, that is beautiful.
You know,
that's me.
Nothing is a coincidence, and, you know, it never.
Oh.
These things never get old. No matter how many times you hear about them happening or they happen to you, it's never old. It's never. It's just as surprising.
You know what? And there are no strangers, just friends. And there are no strangers, just friends we haven't met yet, you know? So
absolutely.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Well, I
all
thank
right.
you, ladies.
Well,
I'm just,
beautiful.
My energy is bouncing, so it's crazy. But thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
And have a
thank
great
you
evening.
More.
Yes,
you too.
Good night, everyone.
Love you, ladies. Good night.
Love you,
too.
Yeah.